My name is Dermot Bulger. This poem in memory of my father is called While We Sleep. While we sleep, they are slipping beyond our reach, our elderly parents, frail aunts, grandfathers. They are dressing themselves, opening doors in the night, venturing out in search of the first home they possessed, padding across motorway intersections in slippers in the dark, shuffling past shopping centres, hulls of lit-up office blocks. We may be scared, but they know where they are voyaging, amid their endless confusion as to whether it is night or day, amid the terror they feel as they sense their brains capsizing. They are walking back towards the reassurance of first memory, the bedrock which for decades got obscured by pressing concerns, preoccupied with the business of surviving, the business of life. But now the clutter of middle years has been hacked away, reunited with themselves, unhurriedly, with vision unimpaired. They are shuffling their way back to the streets of their birth, skirting carriageways, concourses, each neon-lit underpass. They are any age, and yet they have grown beyond age. They have become absences in our lives, demanding our care, yet at the same time oblivious to us. We confuse them, disconnected from the landscape in which they are young. We see shrunken figures in dressing gowns on Zimmer frames, but they are children sent to do a message, an errand of trust. How can my father be 92 as he walks through Wexford town, knocking on neighbours' doors, stopping cloth-capped strangers, sent out to seek the loan of a good book for my grandfather to read, a novel with sufficient heft and depth and intelligence to distract a compositor sick of back-proofing racks of letterpress newsprint who wants to lose himself on a journey to unfamiliar streets? A quiet man who'd be led astray by old age into the county home where he waited for the books he sent his young son to seek years before. Gentle grandfather, Republican typesetter, drinker on Ram Street, your vigil is over at the barred window of that Enniscorthy asylum. Your son is coming with your treasured copy of The Observer that he dutifully collects from the Dublin train every Sunday morning, with a Canon Sheen novel, with H.G. Wells and Chesterton, with Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe and Patrick McGill. He got distracted from his errand during decades in ship's cabins, grieving his wife's death, becoming a connoisseur of loneliness. But now he emerges through the far side of such struggles. He's left his front door open, every light on deck aglow. He shuffles on a busted hip, clutching a vast armful of books, knowing only that somewhere between Finglas and Wexford, between the century of his birth and the one where he dies, he will encounter his own father, equally ancient, equally young. His father will be pleased with the books, the errand fulfilled. So while we fret for him adrift in such dangerous depths, unable to stir between tides of remembrance and despair, a part of him siphons free from the confused husk who phones moments after we leave his house to ask why nobody ever comes. The part that walks beyond our remit towards his dead father. Even if we could follow them, they would be too engrossed to care for the distraction of strangers like us who have not yet even been born. We will be intruding on a father and a son strolling back from town to the green street terrace that is the first and the last home they share. That poem was written in memory of my father, who contracted dementia, and is written really for anybody who has ever seen a parent or a relation go on that journey when they desperately need us most and yet when they least recognise us.